shot, count it. And Jason Gaffney gets a one free throw to boot. This will be the fifth team foul against Mad Axe. Still waiting to see who's it's against. And the first against Ben Sutton. So it's 46-36, 10-point lead. Check that, 9-point lead for the Hatchets. The old thrash and 3-point play for Gaffney is good. 46-37, 3:55 left in the third. Time number 0 for 3. Bounce is no good. Rebound ripped down by Martin Messing, and Brady Kirsch got his hands on it as well, and it will be a possession arrow in favor of Harbor Beach. For those sitting at home, you must be on the edge of your seat.
We are.
Or for those at Metro Airport, you're probably standing somewhere. Brady Kirsch's pass, a little bit of errant, and Austin Seltz can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. That's the first turnover for Harbor Beach in this. The first turnover in this third quarter altogether. That doesn't seem possible. 3:40 left in the third. Time of Marneau gets the ball with the offensive. Put his elbow out and basically...
It made that easy to call.
Stiff-armed Josh Schelke. May have been a little bit of theatrics from Josh Schelke. Bad Axe doesn't like it. Mark Krug doesn't like it. That's the 16 foul against Bad Axe.
Of course, we're on this side, and they didn't have the angle we did.
Josh Schelke gets the inbounds, or we should say Jimmy Schelke. We're not sure. Josh Schelke loses it, and it goes in the hands of Ben Sutton. Schelke wanted a foul, none called. Top of the key, time or no. Dribbling down, feeds it to Martin Messing in for 2 points. Martin Messing with 8 points is out to an 11-point lead yet again. 3:15 left in the third. Cody Seaman comes up the court over to Brady Kirsch down the baseline. Goes up for the shot, and he is blocked by Ben Sutton. Out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball. There could be, honestly, about 80 fouls in this game thus far. Dalton Oki checks in and replaces Brady Kirsch. Southern for Harbor Beach right now. Cody Seaman, Austin Seltz, Dalton Oki, Josh Shelkey, Jason Gaffney. Into the corner. Austin Seltz for three. No. Rebound, Tommy Morneau. Morneau in transition. Layup is good. He has 10 points in this quarter for 25 of the night. 13-point lead for Bad Axe. 50-37. Seltz over to Cody Seaman, right wing. Seltz, top of the key. Back over to Seaman. Dribbles once. Nothing there. Gives it to Shelkey. Shelkey tries to drive down to the baseline. He gets down to the block, goes up for the shot. It's missed. And rebound by Dalton Oki. And Dalton Oki throws it off Ben Sutton. It'll be Harbor Beach ball. Heads up play there from the Harbor Beach big man.
2:37 to go. 50-37. Hatches lead.
Seaman.
What was that?
I don't know what happened there. Seaman, the pass. The ball just floats into the court. And Mark Messing takes the shot. And he is fouled by Dalton Oki. That's 4 on him. That's probably the last we've seen of him for a while. Martin Messing goes to the free throw line for 2 shots. That's the third team foul for Harbor Beach. Excuse me, the fourth team foul for Harbor Beach. And the fourth against Dalton Oki. Ron Rubel's going to keep him in there.
Well, I guess conventional wisdom is save him with 3, play him with 4.
Now Brady Kirsch runs to the table. First free throw for Martin Messing is good. That's 9 points for Martin Messing. Bad Axe being led by Tyman Morneau with 25. Dalton Oki sits down. Brady Kirsch in. 2.5 to play in the We still have a lot of basketball to play here.
Oh, no doubt.
Second free throw rims in and out. No good. And it's out of bounds. Jason Gaffney can't hang on to it. Bad Axe ball. 2.5 to play here still in the third. My goodness. Derek Geiger inbounds to Holeski, right wing. Into the hands of Tommy Morneau, being guarded by Austin Seltz. Dribbles back out, retreats right to midcourt. Dribbles to his left into the paint, pulls up for the jump shot. No. Long rebound into the hands of Holeski. Derek Geiger, right wing for 3. Yes! Derek Geiger with 6 points, and we have a timeout called. Timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's now 54-37. Bad Axe by 17 points. A full timeout of the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust, Kohler Propane, at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Iowa Reach calls a full timeout. They're trailing by 17 points, 54 to 37. Cody Seaman in the right corner in trouble. Gives it to Josh, or to Brady Kirsch in the right block. That one's no good. And rebound, Tommy Morneau. 54-37, Bad Axe. Ben Sutton in the right block goes up for the shot. This one's blocked by Jason Gamke. Here's Shelke, and he's fouled on the reach from Bad Axe's number 31, Ryan Hileski. That's his third. That's the 17th foul for Bad Axe. This sends Harbor Beach's Josh Shelke to the free throw line for two shots, for one and one, I should say. Shelke has not scored in this third quarter.
He's been too busy changing.
He's been too busy changing, yes. He's already changed his shorts and his jersey with his younger brother, Jimmy Shelke. When he starts to change his socks, that's just going to be weird. First free throw is good for Josh Shelke. Gets a second. He has 11 points. 16-point differential in this ball game. Minute 26 left in the third. Bad Axe leading. Second free throw, no good. And we're going to have a push. This could go on either team. And it's against Harbor Beach's Cody Seaman. So that's the fifth team foul against Harbor Beach. Bad Axe ball, 70 feet from her hoop. 54-38, Bad Axe by 16 points. Derek Geiger inbounds to Time or No against Shelke. Blows by Shelke into the lane, goes up for the layup, and this one's in. Time or No put on a clinic. 56-38, 18-point lead. 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the third. John Shelke dives in the lane, goes up for the layup. He is fouled. He goes to the line for two shots. This will be the eighth team foul against the Hatchets. And against Hileski, that's his fourth. We haven't seen Jared Brown come back in yet. First free throw from John Shelke off the front of the iron, no good.
Tommy Morneau's taking a break right now with 57.3 to go.
McLeod replaces him. So Hileski stays in there with four fouls.
Why not? His last action was JV ball.
Second free throw from Shelke is good. It's now back to 17 points for the Hatchets. 55 seconds left in the third. McLeod. Mingard now to Messing. Martin Messing down to the left block. Goes up for the shot. This one's good. Messing with 11. Back out to 19 points. 58-39. Cody Seaman, left corner, back up to Shelke, left wing. Screen from Gaffke to his right. Dives into the lane, goes up for the shot. He is fouled. The basket went in, but they're saying the foul was on the floor. So it goes in line for 1-1. This will be the ninth team foul, and it goes against
Zach Arntz.
Zach Arntz. I don't even see him out there. There he is. First free throw is good for Shelkey. Gets the second one.